Patient's last name. Patient's last name is Brokert. First name is Daniel. Daniel. Date of visit is October 18, 2023. Date of birth is December 8, 1982. Next server. Patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in 2017 in the summer. First of all, the patient was in Fort Polk, P-O-L-K, Louisiana. First of all, the patient was patient went into the command post and took off the helmet. First up, suddenly a camouflage net metal pole fell down and hit the back of his head. First up, patient has severe head pain at that time. First up, patient tells me that it hit the top of the head and in the back of the head. First up, patient tells me that he immediately had lightheadedness, dizziness. First up, patient was disoriented. First up, patient was seeing stars. First up, patient did not lose consciousness. First up, patient becomes confused for the rest of the day. First up, patient was combative. First up, next paragraph. A patient currently has chronic daily headaches. Patient also has dizziness, tinnitus, hearing loss. This difficulty concentration. Severe memory loss. He has memory problems. Patient get agitated, aggressive easily. Patient feel depressed. Patient get neck pain. Difficulty sleeping. Trouble speaking. Patient blur vision. Unable to make a decent unable to make decision well. Patient has been taking duloxetine, trazodone, and Topamax. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working for the state of California in the military department. However, he tells me he has significant difficulty to do his job. He says his memory is very poor. Basically forgetting a lot of job task duties. His superiors would ask him to do something, he would completely forget about it. Patient's difficult to concentrate and focus at home. His aggression and agitation and aggressiveness behavior also put a significant strains on his marriage. As a matter of fact, the wife asked for a divorce because of his aggressive behavior since the head injury. Next paragraph. MoCA examination. The score is 20. MoCA examination score is 20. MoCA examination score is 24 out of 30. First, the patient missed all five on delay recall. First, the patient missed one in orientation. First, he clearly has significant memory difficulties on examination. First, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First, in the summer of 2017, a metal pole, fell down and hit the top of the head and also in the back of the head, in Louisiana. First up, a patient instantly felt severe head pain, disorientation, dazed feeling. First up, patient also lightheadedness. First up, a patient also this confusion. First up, since then, patient has significant headaches on an everyday basis. First up, patient also the chronic dizziness, tinnitus, difficulty concentrate. First up, patient has significant memory loss based on the MoCA MOC MoCA examination today. First up, a patient aggressive and agitated. First up, it is affecting his marriage. First up, it is also affecting his job. First up, he cannot remember his task duties. First up, next paragraph. First up, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, the chronic headache, dizziness, concentration difficulty, memory loss, are all common signs and symptoms from the traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph. This one for the investigation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Plumle. First name is Christina, Christina. Date of a visit is October 18, 2023. Date of her service is October 18, 2023. Date of birth is January 24, 1992. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, patient says in 2010, Patient was in West Point Academy in New York for stuff. Patient tells me that she was in training for stuff. Patient was in the boxing classes for stuff. Patient was repetitively getting punched in the face and the head for stuff. Patient would repeatedly get hit in the head for stuff. It was a combative training for stuff. Patient to get knocked down to the ground several times for stuff. Patient tells me that patient tells me that she did not lose consciousness. So for some, however, patient have confusion, disorientation, severe headaches from from the multiple punches to the head. For step, patient also tells me that she was exposed to marksmanship range, comma, with explosives, to hand grenade, blast, machine guns, and pistols. So first up, a patient also exposed to anti-tank missiles. So first up, a patient believe that those exposures to these weapons cause her to have a head injury. First up, a patient also tells me that in the summer of 2011, comma, patient was an exercise. Again, that was an exercise for choke hold. The first up, a patient was choke held, kind of to a point that she was out of consciousness. So first up, next paragraph. Patient currently has significant headaches. So first up, patient has almost headaches a lot. First up, patient has irritability, trouble sleeping. First up, patient has tinnitus. So first up, patient has concentration difficulty. First up, patient also has anxiety symptoms. So first up, next paragraph. Patient is in the Army, active duty. First up, patient is a civil affair officer. First up, patient has difficulty to concentrate. First up, patient has difficulty to focus. So first up, patient has irritability at work. For stuff, the headache is affecting her concentration and focus at work. For stuff, patient is not able to perform well at work. For stuff, next paragraph, this box of the interpretation.